Welcome to the Bolloré Logistics Podcast, generator of audio content on transport and logistics, the essential meeting for all market players.
Welcome to this podcast dedicated to the sea freight and air freight markets. With me today are Camille Contamine, Head of Public Affairs for Sea Freight, and Philippe Hullman, Air Freight Director for Europe at Bolloré Logistics. Our customers are every day asking us about the situation of the market and how it is developing. Could you begin, Camille, by giving us the summary of the current context?
We have witnessed a summer turnaround for international freight transport, all modes combined. After 2 years of undercapacity, it's demand that has fallen drastically. Erratic and shaped by inflation, the resurgence of COVID and geopolitical tensions. Global growth is in slow motion, which has an influence on freight rates and on the smooth flow of goods. In Europe, overstocking has weakened orders, and despite a small peak in consumption before Christmas, we did not experience the traditional peak season.
Thank you, Camille. Philippe, how is this manifested on the European air freight market?
So in air freight, we have slowly returned to 2019 capacity. Over the past years, we have seen an overall decrease in freight rates of 28% compared to 2021, and the decline continues. Regarding the different trades, in the America, the market is stable for both import and export. Capacity is accessible, and the European and American airlines have developed their offer for North America and Europe to the detriment of Asia and more particularly China. In Africa and the Middle East, capacity has returned to normal levels. In East Africa, some Middle Eastern airlines are establishing themselves and bringing in additional capacity. Lastly, for Asia, we are seeing a renewed increase in flights, but we are still far from the pre-COVID levels. For example, in 2019, there were more than 80,000 international flights per week from China, whereas in December 2022, there were only 6,000. The trend at the beginning of this year is around 12,000 flights, still far from the 2019 level.
Camille, can we say that the trend is the same for sea freight?
Not exactly. We have seen a continued decline in freight rates on all shipping routes, down 80% compared to 2021. But we have still not yet returned to pre-pandemic levels. Rates are more or less holding steady on transatlantic traffic because of strong US demand for European goods. There are still disruptions to ship arrivals despite a steady improvement, and there are also been improvements with regards to delays. This lack of reliability has been creating chain reactions and saturation from terminals to terminals for the past 2 years. These orange signals point to the saturation easing up in the US. But there are other parameters to take into account. COVID has caused major disruptions in Chinese ports, and the growing social conflicts in Europe are affecting the productivity of our ports and the flow of our containers. Africa is subject to a rather moderate degree of volatility.
Thank you for this market briefing. How do you both see the outlook for freight for 2023?
As long as these economic and geopolitical uncertainties persist, consumers will continue to adapt their consumption. At the moment, we are seeing a drop in production in Asia, with the slowdown in consumption affecting certain types of products and influencing import volumes. On the other hand, e-commerce and fast fashion companies are doing quite well, but they are not compensating for the loss of volumes in the more traditional industries. The Asian import market has suffered a 17% drop in volumes since the start of the year. Furthermore, with the return of passenger flights to China on the airline's March to September schedule, capacity between Asia and Europe will increase. And if volumes do not pick up, prices should fall even further. However, we are not likely to see the same prices as in 2019, since running costs and fuel costs are much higher now than they were 3 years ago. We are also noting a deterioration in the image of air transport, which is considered to be too polluting, and our industry will have to speed up the switch to more environmentally friendly fuels such as SAF, which is still very expensive as for now.
Camille, what is the projection for 2023? Can we imagine a return to a situation identical to that of 2019?
We are looking closely at the capacity management carried out by the shipping companies on their blank sailings. We are speaking about an overcapacity context and new space sharing scenarios on ships are showing up. Risk of growing overcapacity may still influence prices. We expect a 3% capacity increase in 2024. We work actively at each port location to reduce problems with the flow of goods or the impact of strikes on our customers. 2023 will be a turning point for sustainable solutions for the future. We need to support more energy efficient fleets and use cleaner fuels. And I insist, support river and rail transport for pre and post carriages.
Thank you very much both for this insight. In conclusion, with this new market in mind and in order to meet our customers' expectations, we will remain flexible, agile, we will continue to create opportunities in a bearish environment, and by prioritizing a sustainable approach with our green commitments for all our solutions. Thank you to all of you for following us. Please do not hesitate to get in touch with your contacts for further information.
Stay tuned and follow all our news on bolerologistics.com.